This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Thursday, August 28th. Brazilian meat lobby ABPA suggested last week that Brazil pork exports from the country could improve 7.2% or 1.45 million metric tons by year-end 2025. Brazil has been a country to keep an eye on, and while that volume is still much lower than the 3.02 million metric tons shipped by the USA last year, that additional 7.2% or 104,000 metric tons of product will compete with existing exporters, assuming a zero-sum game. To put that number into perspective, 104,000 metric tons represents about 3.5 months of volume going into China from the USA, or about 9 months presently going to Colombia. Today, the increase in volume from Brazil is still just something to keep an eye on, but there is an expansion taking place in the region, and competition from Brazil will almost certainly be more acute in the months and years ahead. Brazil's global market share has increased from 9% to 18% over the past 5 years, making now a top five exporter, number four behind Canada today. Brazil has overtaken the USA as the number one pork exporter to the Philippines this year, and could overtake Canada as the number three global pork exporter by volume by year-end as well. Some of the reasons for this more aggressive global presence include an increase in the sow herd by 520,000 head, also over the past 5 years, which has led to an estimated 5.42 million metric tons of projected pork production in 2025. They are a low-cost producer, which is further bolstered by its low currency. Brazil is also highly adaptive to shifting consumer trends in distinct export markets. It is a constant reminder that export marketing dynamics do not exist in a vacuum, and while there are no price implications being modeled out at present, more pork in the global marketplace will likely put pressure on prices, all else equal, especially if that market share comes at the expense of the USA.